It's the 3rd of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A programme targeting crime prevention and reoffending in Bedford Borough's young people has been endorsed by the government. The Bedfordshire Youth Offending Service Turnaround Project focuses on at-risk children from the age of 10 until they reach 18 years old. Youth Offending Service Manager Pat Jennings said, "Our reason for being is to actually provide interventions for those children to help them live crime-free lives and not to reoffend." Information provided on the Ministry of Justice website states that the scheme is helping to tackle the root causes of behaviour and helping children to get their lives back on track. Community outreach provider Samson's Academy in Bedford and music therapy charity Music 24 will both receive their share of a £35,000 grant from the House of Industry. The successful bids by the two organisations were submitted to a committee at Bedford Borough Council. Data provided by the Department of Education up to March of this year have outlined the health and development challenges of over 1,600 children and young people facing poverty in Luton. The mental health of parents, emotional abuse, and cost of living factors were among the most pressing issues. In addition, the needs of the unborn and accommodation support for the young and those over the age of 18 were also seen as important. Child Social Services believe that additional government support is required for early intervention. Leighton Buzzard's Lara Bradford, a mother of two and a freelance editor who has worked in television for 20 years, is changing direction. She is now focused on her cat care business, The Cat Butler. Miss Bradford said, "My love of cats seems to be part of my DNA and I have passed this on to my teenage children too." That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.